Yo, welcome to another episode of Life in the Woods. This is your boy, D. Woods, and we are back in the studio. And in the studio, I have my good co-host, and we'd like to welcome him back, Minister Jerry. Say what's up to the folks, Minister Jerry.
What's up, everybody?
Yo, and we got a feature guest on Life in the Woods, and he's my brother in Christ, my cousin, my blood, my family, and give it up for London Woods. Say what's up to the folks, London.
What's up, everybody? How are y'all doing?
Good. We're doing good. Blessed in the Lord. So, as always, we got a couple topics we want to hit up. And, of course, we got music for you guys. But first, we'd like to jump on a topic. COVID-19 is a serious matter. A lot of people out here is not taking it serious. And what do you guys say about that, Minister Jerry?
Well, first of all, I want to give honor to my Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ.
Amen.
Grace, the kind of glory, and senior apostle. The title today is Coming Out of COVID in the Name of Jesus. I have a scripture for you, Psalm 46:1. God is our refuge and a strength and a very present help in trouble. Mm-hmm. My comments about COVID is, you either know someone that has went through it, or you've heard of someone.
Mm-hmm.
And also, what does a person do, or how can you help someone that's in the midst of COVID? I just came out of it over 3 weeks ago. One of the things that you can do is, as your mind settles, is call on the name of God.
Of course.
Also, to be encouraged, even though your head is hurting, even though your back is hurting, your legs, you're feeling pain like you've never felt it before. But if you can just walk down the hallway, if you can just walk to the mailbox, if you can just turn over in the bed, even though you may not get that much done for that day, every step you take is a very, very small accomplishment. And when you put together those in a week, hey, you'll be surprised. You'll be back to walking. You'll be back to doing the things that you used to do.
Yeah, it's definitely a serious case. And like you said, I mean, you just got to really take your time with COVID. And you really just got to keep the faith. Stay on Faith Street. Stay on Faith Street. A lot of people get as little as the flu and they want to just ball up in the corner. But as long as you know that one person that you got in your corner that's been fighting all your battles, that's been fighting 12 rounds, that's been fighting 5 rounds, if you understand that he's in your corner 24/7, there is no need to be sad. There's no need to be crying all day, every day. Now, if it's physical pain, I understand that, because I mean, I felt that pain, and I'm like, Jesus, this is physical pain. Like, I feel what you're feeling, but at the end of the day, my mind's in a victory mindset. So, what do you got to say about COVID, London?
Both of y'all are correct in what y'all said, and I love what Jerry said about you gotta walk through it, because the Bible does say in Psalms 23 that, yea, though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, it doesn't say I walk in it, meaning I'm staying in it, I'm walking through it. So right. Whatever you're going through, whatever your valley is, whatever your situation, you're going through it, you have to walk by faith and not by sight. So though it does not look good, it's still going to turn out to be good, because all things work together for the good of them that love the Lord. So you have to walk through the valley in order to see God's goodness. Sometimes we stay in the valley too long. Speaking COVID-wise, when you're in a sickness state, your mind is focused on the sickness. But when you're focused on walking through the sickness actually, you actually recover sooner than you're supposed to. Some people don't really understand that there's a spiritual sense and a natural sense that goes with the spiritual. When you're walking through a valley, you have to keep on walking. Yes, you may stop and look at the flowers. You may stop and look at the bees, but you have to continue walking and moving. The woman with the issue of blood kept moving through the cloud. the crowd to get to Jesus. So she did not stop. She may have pushed some people over. She may have crawled through. We really don't know how she got to him, but all we know is that she kept moving. So whatever your valley is, whatever your situation is, whatever the sickness or whatever the affliction that you're going through, you have to understand that you keep walking. Because when you walk, you're going to walk into victory. You're going to walk into freedom. You're going to walk into prosperity. You're going to walk into wealth. You're going to walk into God's goodness. So you have to keep on walking, whatever you do.
Right. Again, like I said, just down Faith Street, and I think my brother, Minister Jerry, got one more thing you want to say.
The next thing I want to say is, do you know someone that has COVID? You've heard of someone that has COVID? So what are some things you can do? What are some things you can pray? While you're praying, pray for a mindset. Pray that God covers their mind and to give them a strength of not to give up. Pray for their body. A lot of people have pain in their stomach. They have pain in their back. Pray for God to heal their body. Also, because they tend to lose so much weight very quickly, pray for God to sustain them because they may be experiencing a lost taste or a lost smell for food and they don't want to eat. So pray for that area. And you know, when someone is laying for a while, their legs get kind of weak and it's hard for them to walk. Pray for strength in their legs and their feet. Cover each part of their body and just pray and just ask God to give you the strength to pray. And you can always send a text just to be an encouragement, because a lot of times when someone is down like that, if they pick their phone up and say, oh, well, they're praying for me, and continue to be their intercessor, because God is a healer. Thank you.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Yes, sir. I love what both of you guys said. And like I said, if you want some more information on that, I will have a link on where to get vaccinated and everything like that. So if you want to get vaccinated, I would definitely have a link on multiple locations on where you should get vaccinated at. And like I said, just taking this thing serious. So switching gears, we got some music coming up for you, so do not go anywhere. Like I said, got some great music to encourage you guys to keep moving forward, to keep pushing, to keep striving. So do not go anywhere. We'll be back.
Remember, all rights to the music being played on Life in the Woods goes out to all the artists of their music. We do not own the rights to the music except the music to Dallas Woods.
You're listening to Life in the Woods.
Grace and mercy for my eyes. They push back, but I ain't play. Grace and mercy for my eyes. His love is real, I ain't no fake. Fake. So far from perfect, in need of your grace. That's why I'm just constantly seeking your face. Washed by the blood, no longer captive. I have been freed, no longer a slave. They do not know what they do. It isn't their fault, they the church in the zoo. We the church in the wild and the church for the few. Church for the streets and the church for you too. Like, whosoever, what's the meaning to you? That means every race, color, shape, and the size. But that's funny, that's not what we see in your view. Take a step back, see my angle of view. That's why I'm acute with these biblical views. Don't want advice if it ain't from the word. I heard what you seen, I saw what you heard. Man, they probably thinking it's absurd, but I gotta get it, man, word for word. I gotta get it, man, word for word. I gotta get it, man, word for word. I gotta get it, man, I gotta get it. Grace and mercy for my eyes. They push back, but I ain't play. Grace and mercy for my eyes. His love is real, I ain't no fake.
Gotta get it, man, right from that word. Like when we got it, boy, right from the curb. OD on Proverbs, now not on that herb. I am not judging, that's not my concern. But I discern, though, better know it. Street disciple poet, for the plug, I know it. Rather know him, yeah, that's better said. Word like counseling, therapy, medicine. Evidence, witnesses, bearers of truth. JTM logo, hop out of the coop. Not thrown for a loop when the jealousy lurks. Cause these haters be judging me just by my works.
Just by my works, jealousy lurks. They wanted me murdered, but they higher than perks.
The flattery hurts when they lie in your face, but we're challenged to love in a world full of hate.
Grace and mercy for my eyes. They
push back, but I ain't play. Grace and mercy for my eyes. His love is real, I ain't no fake.
Returning the hate with a clip full of grace. He died on the cross, I won't spit in his face. Ducking them shots, returning with love. I'm telling you, boy, that we been on the plug. Tug at my heart, attacking my feelings. Hate got me numb, but love restores the feeling. Grace and mercy that comes from above. I told you again that we been on the plug.
Grace and mercy for my haters. They push back, but I ain't play.
Enemies surround me. Mountains before me. See, I won't be afraid, 'cause you go before me. You say,
enemies surround me.
Mountains before me.
Mountains before me.
I won't be afraid. Shaken, 'cause you're a firm foundation. You say,
my faith, my hope,
my life in your hands.
Welcome back, welcome back, welcome back. We got another topic. I just want to say, like I said, it's Sunday. So tune in at 4:30. The Cowboys versus the Chargers. Yes, sir. Cowboys, again, versus the Chargers. Tune in 4:30. And if you do not have the NFL app, please get the NFL app. If you can get it on DirecTV, Dish, whatever the case may be, get it. It's a game you do not want to miss. We got a quarterback that's, again, ready to play. He came ready to play last week, and everyone was doubting him because he's coming off an injury. But after all things, God knows all, and he really put Dak in that position to play well. And so, like I said, tune in. Got some really great football coming up, so please stay tuned into that. Switching gears, do you guys have any announcements you want to make as far as anything all I got is I just want, like I said, you guys to really reach out for me to all the local artists in your location. Because what I'm doing is I'm giving them a platform. And like I said, if they do not have a platform, please tell them to tune into my platform. You can reach me now at my email at dallaswoods@gmail.com. That's D-A-L-A-I-S woods@gmail.com. Again, that's D-A-L-A-I-S woods@gmail.com. And like I said, you guys can shoot me an email on who the artist is, or if you're an artist or you have music or whatever the case may be. Like I said, it has to be clean. I would love it if it's in the gospel range, but if it's more secular, I'll allow it. Just not a lot of profanity or anything like that, because like I said, I will not play the music if there's too much profanity. But at the end of the day, it's all about the younger generation, all about them coming out and staying off the streets, staying out of doing bad decisions and stuff like that. So by them having a platform, that will encourage them to focus on that platform, to encourage them to really encourage themselves to really keep doing what they're doing with their passion. So like I said, I encourage you guys to go out, reach out to your local artists or anything like that, so they can be on this platform so I can play their music. You guys got anything?
One announcement we'll make is Grace County Glory Church, Hickory, North Carolina, 3066 Highway 127 South. Sunday school is at 10 a.m. Regular church service at 11. Everyone is welcome.
Amen, amen. Again, like I said, you can catch us on Facebook at Greater Shekinah Glory Church on Facebook. Tune in 10 o'clock or 11 o'clock, actually, 11 o'clock a.m. every Sunday. So, yeah, again, we got to be switching gears. We got more music coming up for you. Please stay tuned. Yeah.
You're listening to the number one gospel radio podcast.
Reminiscing on my past, how you pulled me through, how your love took me to the light and made everything new. You made me stronger, you made me wiser, now I'm better, because of you I am brand new. You made me stronger, you made me brand new.
Again, welcome back. Welcome back. I hope you enjoy these last few minutes in this podcast. It's really been encouraging with all the music, new artists, and everything like that. This is what Life in the Woods is about. But before we go, we got to give you a quick word. We got to read the scripture and just talk about it briefly. And put in the comments what you believe, or if you have anything to say, or you can just comment amen if you want to. But Master Jerry, give us a little word real quick.
Psalm 34 and 1. It says, I will bless the Lord at all times and continue to give him praise. Let us continue to praise, oh God. No matter what may be taking place right now, many times when we begin to praise him and worship him, that would allow us focus to stay on him. And you know, when you're looking at things from a positive perspective, you tend to see things negative not as bad as it were. You will notice it's not that bad. So be encouraged, everyone. Continue to bless the Lord at all times. May his praise be in your mouth. There may be some times now it's hard to do that, but just know that God has you taken care of. Just know that he's looking after you. Just know that he's covering you. And just know that you are his son and his daughter. So he's working things out even when you don't see it. And that's the kind of God we serve. And he's worthy to be praised.
Amen, amen. My brother London, do you have anything you want to add on?
I'll say Romans 8 and 18, for I reckon that the suffering of this present time are not worthy to be compared with the glory which shall be revealed in us. So you have to understand that whatever you're going through now is about to reveal what's really inside of you. There is good inside of you. There is glory inside of you. There is creation inside of you. There is invention inside of you. So you have to understand that whatever God is taking you through now, whatever is you're going through now, you have to make the choice to bless the Lord at all times. Mm-hmm. And his praise shall continually be in your mouth. And you'll understand that eventually you'll get to the glory, which shall be revealed in the end inside of you. So God bless everybody. And I hope that the glory shall be revealed really soon. God bless you.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. So walk, run, and live with these words. And just be encouraged to really go out and be blessed. Like I said, this is what Life in the Woods is about. And I'm seeking new featured guests to be on the podcast. So like I said, shoot me an email if you want to be on the podcast. Or like I said, if you got a local artist close by that's needing a platform, please shoot them my email and have them email me. So we're going to be wrapping it up. I hope you guys really enjoyed everything. Like I said, go out on this Sunday being blessed. We got more music coming up. Please do not go anywhere. Again, thank you, Minister Jerry, Brother London, our featured guest, for coming to the studio and really sharing your gifts and your opinions and everything, and sharing your work. That really means a lot. Like I said, be blessed. Stay blessed, everyone. Love you guys.
You're listening to the number one gospel radio podcast.
Loose my mind, got a tight grip on a brother. The world getting harder to shake. There's a war going on in the minds of the kids. And look at all the things on their plate. Loose my mind, hold fast to this love. Too far there is too much at stake. I put my life in your hands and my trust in your word. Too far there is too much at stake. Loose my mind, got a tight grip on a brother. The world getting harder to shake. There's a war going on in the minds of the kids. And look at all the things on their plate. Loose my mind, hold fast to this love. Too far there is too much at stake. I put my life in your hands and my trust in your word. Loose my mind. Too much to stand with. My attempt at it is a scandal. If the flood comes, put my floaties on. Always gave me everything I need. I forgot the role. we were going on. Lord, shepherd me, help me be more like my son. Then that's the faith I really need. Cause if Papa said that he got him, best believe that we gon' believe. So why did I forget your promise? Think failure was part of the process. We learn and we grow from the falling. These strawberries are the reminder. Think back on my foolish decisions. Were they even mine to begin with? Or was it just the will of the Father? A path that was cut through the wilderness. Been about my Father's business. Strong witness in the dark. No, I missed my mark more than a few times. But you gave it up and you paid it off. So loose my mind. Got a tight grip on a brother. The world getting harder to shake. There's a war going on in the minds of the kids. To look at all the things on their plate. Loose my mind. Hold fast to this love. To fall, there is too much at stake. Put my life in your hands and my trust in your word. To fall, there is too much at stake. Loose my mind, got a tight grip on a brother. The world getting harder to shake. There's a war going on in the minds of the kids. I look at all the things on their plate. Loose my mind, hold fast to this love. To fall, there is too much at stake. I put my life in your hands and my trust in your word. Loose my mind.
I hear you calling.
Loose my mind.
Yeah.